Come on. On sunny
side of the street. Man, get it in there. I used to walk
in shape with those blues.
People come and go so quickly here.
I'm not afraid. This rover.
I can probably get you stationed at Fort Dix. Is that anywhere near Fort Nuts?
Those guys were funny. They were.
I'll be the champ.
Bring back the new Beavis and Butthead episodes.
Gold dust at my feet.
Wrapping it up here, everybody.
All the sunny side of the street.
Okay, well, day number four of not being able to breathe. I'm going to suffocate eventually. I'm not kidding. This is true. There are a couple of cases where a person was allergic to his or her spouse. That is not a joke. They happened to marry somebody, and something about the chemical makeup of that other person, the one was allergic to.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something if I found out that I developed an allergy to my wife?
It'd be devastating.
Wow.
I would be crushed.
Yeah.
What would I do? What would I do? Well, let me see.
Sorry.
No, I mean, that'd be horrible. No, that's true. I read an article about this. This guy had all these tests done, and it was right after he got married, and he was just breaking out, and he sneezed. He couldn't breathe. And the doctor said, honest to goodness, he's allergic to her. Now, here's another thing. And this I know for a fact because we know this couple, and I'm not going to get specific, but we know a couple who right now are down at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. They are, I don't want to say too much. Their daughter is very sick and has been sick since birth. And she has a horrible immune system, and she's down there getting a bone marrow transplant. And I think I can say this: they live in Canada. They're Canadian residents, and we had met them through some other people a few years ago and kept in touch. This little girl, this poor girl, has been sick and thin and weak most of her life, and so they found out that there's. After trying, by the way, she's 16. They've tried everything. So they got a waiver to leave Canada. Because if you leave Canada for more than so many months without going back, then you got to pay, you know, their taxes and our taxes and all that crap. So they go through all that trouble to get a waiver and permission to live in Houston. So they have got, like, an apartment. The dad has a lot of money, thank goodness, because so far they've been there not quite a year, and her bill at this point is right at $2 million.
Whoa.
Now, here's where I'm headed. I was talking about being allergic to somebody. It turns out that, and I wish my wife knows more technically about this than I do, they each carry... He and she, the husband and wife, carry some sort of chromosome or something that is incompatible with the other one. They didn't know that when they produced a child. And if you're tested for this, a doctor will tell you, do not have children. It's kind of like marrying your sister or something. You know,
right,
say, but they're not related. And so they could not figure out why this child was so sick and near death so many times. And finally, some doctors told them, they said, you both carry whatever this. How about that deal?
Mm.
And they had no idea.
Do they do, I don't know how it works in Canada, but I don't think they still do blood tests anymore when you go file for
I don't think they do either.
No, and they used to.
That was for syphilis and stuff, I believe.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
For STDs.
Mm-hmm.
But for you folks who think... I'm not getting political here. I'm telling you a fact. This is what Anthony, the husband, told me. He said, as sick as our daughter is, as many times as we've been to the hospital, as much money as I have, he sold an oil and gas company, big money. He said, we have waited as long in the waiting room in Canada as 12 hours. When she was violently sick, we still waited 12 hours. He said, so finally, we just decided, screw Canada. We're out of here. We're going to the U.S. And he said their first meeting with the doctor that they were going to, primary doctor they're going to be dealing with down in Houston, their first meeting was set for 9 o'clock in the morning. He said the doctor walked in at 2 minutes after 9 and apologized for being late. And he said, we didn't know what to do. He said, it stunned us because we're accustomed to waiting at least 2 hours and sometimes a lot more.
On our trip, I met a doctor from Canada. He lives in Toronto. And he said their healthcare system is a disaster. And he said, because this is like, everybody keeps saying, it's like some of my friends who really like some of the stuff, you know, that thinks that we should have healthcare. It's government-controlled healthcare. Every one of my Canadian friends that I go play hockey with up in Windsor hate their healthcare system.
Well, they should know.
Yeah, and they can't stand it. And this doctor said that it's a disaster, and he said that his wife had some problem, and if she wasn't taken care of.
Let me guess, she would have died by the time they would have seen her in Canada.
Yes, exactly.
By the time she got an appointment, she'd be dead.
They went over to the United States. He said he paid $58,000 for a procedure to save her life.
There you go. So there you have it. If you guys don't have any long-winded Burke segment contributions, if you do, that's fine. But if you don't, I would like to spend as much of this hour as we can taking phone calls, just about anything, because then I don't have to breathe as much. I don't have to try to inhale.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. This will be really quick. I found this list today. This guy... This guy, as his job, I guess he's an author, a lexicographer, whatever that is.
Somebody? It has something to do with writing or a scripting or no?
A person who compiles dictionaries. There you go.
Okay.
And he's made it a mission of his to study slang words over the course of.
Not curse
600
words.
Years. No, just different slang terms for, I mean, a couple of these, like he did one for the Weezer. It goes all the way back to like the 1300s, like different words for that thing.
You can say
the
penis.
Woman's part, the same as well.
And you can say vagina.
But this list I found, you can say that. You just did.
Look, we just can't curse. That's Dr. Doug's job. We found that out yesterday.
But these are terms for sex that he's found over the last 600 years.
Oh.
And some of these will not make any sense because they're just...
Can we see how many we can think of first?
Oh, my goodness. Terms for sex?
Boinking.
Okay.
That's one. Bang. Is one.
Right, yes.
The screw word. F word, but we can't say that word.
No.
Doing it. Yeah, but that's not really a slang word. That's just...
These are a lot more complex.
Making whoopee is an old one from the 40s. Okay, what you got?
All right. The first one from 1351. He was able to find this one. It was... Give someone a green gown. I don't know what?
In the bedroom, honey, I'm going to give you a green gown tonight.
And it says on here, he tried to find the origins of these, but some of these are so obscure that the whatever terms for that time period, it wouldn't make any sense. So 1505, there was play nug-a-nug.
That was a good word. Yeah.
1512, play the pride Dewey.
You just gave me an idea for an original, and I just thought of tug a nut.
Uh, 1521 was play at couch quail.
What?
Play at couch quail.
Couch quail.
1578, ride below the crupper.
Yeah, you can't associate these with anything.
No. 1604, board a land carrick. I don't even know what a carrick
is. I'm going to board a land carrick.
1611. I like this one kind of like a kind of fadoodling.
No, canoodling. Mike Evans always says canoodle. I hate that. It's weird.
1616, put the devil into hell. that would be Whoa. Dan with his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. But that
well, that's call, you know what? That's calling you, the man's part the devil.
Yeah.
Yes.
And her part hell.
yes.
You're putting the devil into hell.
1656, they called it join paunches.
Let's join paunches. Well, they must have been paunches. Heavy. Both overweight.
Also in 1656, dance the Paphian jig.
I like it. I like it.
Another 1660, play a trade trip of a die. This is some of these. 1665, shot twixt wind and water.
Man, these are
Man,
too long.
Kind of, yeah.
By the time you say all this, you've lost the desire.
Yeah.
1680, join giblets.
Oh, that's good. No, you know what? That's good.
1684, play at rump scuttle and clapper to pouch. 1698, ride a dragon upon St. George. 1719, pogue the hone.
That's good.
I'm not pogue sure what that
hone.
Is.
That sounds like it, like that should be what that is.
1785, make feet for children's stockings. I do get that one. You already have the children's socks. Oh. You just have to make the feet to put in them.
These people were weird.
1796, dance the kipples.
I like it.
1800, have one's corn ground.
Honey, I'm going to grind your corn tonight.
a couple more here. 1863, horizontal refreshment. I like
that's
that
good.
One.
Oh, yeah.
It's
refreshing.
Nice,
it's nice and refreshing.
1896, arrive at the end of the sentimental journey. And the last one I have here from 1910, get one's ashes hauled. So maybe that was like a fireplace reference.
Isn't there something about something to Tuna Town or something?
take the skin boat to Tuna Town.
Take the skin boat to Tuna Town.
That was a good one.
Grumpy old man.
Yeah,
that was
Burgess Meredith did that.
Well, he had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So
he did.
I'm gonna give some links to this guy because he's got. I mean, the timeline for the penis and vagina one. It's amazing. I mean, there's thousands of these.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna put some of these if you care. To look at them later, I will put them on the Facebook
page. I didn't hear Bugatti in there.
No, that's, Bugatti.
That's
or,
our, my wife
or
and I,
Oscar,
we made
yeah,
that up.
Not,
that's our own...
own term for doing it.
Yeah, well, it's also her Bugatti,
yeah.
But
that's
her. We say, hey, this might be a good Bugatti night, meaning for me to get some Bugatti.
That had to be you that came up with that.
No, you know, I told the story. When we were... married, we had some friends. In fact, this little girl was our flower girl. We had a horrible wedding. She was like five, and she was the daughter of some friends, and she heard her mother on the phone. Look, women, when they're on the phone, they talk about stuff like their vaginas. And
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
They do. They do. You know, I went to the OBGYN today, and he just told me that my vagina... So she heard her mom say vagina, and... She said to somebody, Mommy's on the phone talking about her Bugatti. She couldn't say vagina, so she said Bugatti. And we
you
heard her say it, and we just picked it up.
That.
Yeah, we thought, hey, Bugatti, that's a great code word.
I like that.
That's funny.
Yeah. So it's
you know what? We could have named our band that.
Bugatti.
Yeah.
There you go. That was all I had.
I don't even know how to spell it. I didn't even say it. What else? Anything else?
No, that was all I had.
Dan, anything?
I do not. I was going to say something, but I'm going to save it for the Matheny spot later in the hour.
You know, you could have called the band Tuna Town, too.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been good. All right, let's close it. Burke's segment is officially closed. Look, if you'd like to call here, it's obvious we have nothing to do. Nothing really to talk about. No plan. So here are the numbers, or you just have to hear us keep doing this kind of stuff. Anything, whatever, questions, something you want to know. Scott Sherman, I will tell you, will have the whole next hour. So if you have a legal issue or somebody in your family, you'd like to help get some answers for something from a lawyer at no charge, That's what he does, and he does it well. Okay, here we go. Not for that now, but now just for anything. Most cell phones, star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I was thinking about something when I was trying to breathe and not smother to death the last couple of days. Inhalers. Everybody used to have an inhaler, that thing with a hole in the end of it, and you put it up to your nose.
Like a Vicks inhaler?
Do they still sell them?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I never see anybody use them, and I used to see it all the time. People have an inhaler.
Right.
But that's all it is, right? It's that Vicks or mentholatum stuff.
Yes, it's
sort of a like fumes.
Just vapor from it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
I think
it doesn't
maybe
open
that's
anything.
Why,
all it does is make you stink.
Yes, and I think that's why you don't see a lot of people use those anymore, because they have that hole.
That hole?
The whole five shelves of all the different nose sprays now. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen that section? Well, I'm sure you did since you just got some the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 45 different kinds of nose sprays now.
And inhaler... Did you turn it like a chapstick, or did it just have so much in it? And
I think, it would just run out eventually.
You know, a lot of people
evaporate.
A lot of people, at least in movies, they put cocaine in there, and that's how they disguise using cocaine.
Oh, yeah, right.
They sniff the cocaine. All right, we have a couple of calls at least. Let's go to John and see what he needs. John, how are you?
Yeah, okay. I asked Tion to see if he looks up a device. It's called AMS 800.
AMS 800.
Yes.
What is that?
You want me to look it up?
Yeah, look it up.
Don't tell us what to do.
Huh?
Nothing.
It's a control valve.
It's a urinary control system.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Like for you, on a person?
It's somebody that's incontinent.
Some guys that has the prostate removed, mm-hmm. and sometimes they come completely incontinent.
Mm-hmm.
They got this device that will
like a shut off.
That's how you turn go to the bathroom. You just open the valve and it.
Do they implant it?
Yeah, it looks like it's something surgical. Yeah.
And then do you reach down and actually do something to release it?
Yeah, it stays into your scrotum.
Yeah.
And you feel for the bump, and then there's a soft spot. If you push once or twice, and it opens up, and you can urinate.
I got to tell you something. I think this is a great idea.
It's been going on for about 30 years.
I've never heard
that has.
Yes.
All I hear is that if a guy has his prostate taken out, he has to wear diapers. I've never heard of this.
I wore a diaper for almost a year.
Yeah. Do you have this thing put in?
Yeah, I got it activated Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Tuesday, I got it. I had it put in on the 6th of February, and you have to wait for all the swelling to go down for them to activate it.
And you got to be thrilled to death.
Oh, yeah. It works good.
So do you feel that same sensation like, ooh, I got to pee?
Oh, yeah.
And then you just go and turn the valve like a faucet.
You go down there and you press that down in the scrotum. I got three things now in the scrotum. Not two.
Yeah.
But
what if you squeeze the wrong one? I mean, you know.
Well,
you're screaming.
Oh, yeah. AM and the PM, too, I am.
Thank you.
It's kind of like that. Remember the guy we talked to that had the pump that for
yes,
to get aroused?
That was the erectile thing. But this is fantastic. So the other thing I've never had is a catheter. And the day that I have to have one of those, they'll probably just have to kill me. Because I can't even imagine putting one of those in.
I had to get a scope done.
Oh boy, cystoscope. My dad had that done. Yeah.
Oh,
for kidney stones. That's horrible.
The scope is now so small, you don't even feel it when they put it in.
Sure you
that's
don't.
That's how thin it. That's how thin it is. With
really?
A camera on it, then they can bend it back and look upon itself.
Well, listen, congratulations on getting out of diapers. That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it was.
You have to feel like you're 3 years old again. for two.
All right. You know how sometimes your scrotum changes and it gets tight up when it's cold and, you know, right. It's happy and it's loose? Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, when it's loose, you got to go look for it.
Ah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, congratulations.
Okay.
All right, thank you, John.
All righty.
Like the three strikes game on Price is Right.
The what?
There's a game on the Price is Right where you would have to reach your hand in a bag and either pull out a number or a red X.
Where else would you hear and learn about the, what is it, the
AMS 800? AMS 800.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nowhere. Only here. Only here. I never heard of it.
That's pretty cool.
It is. My goodness, who wants to wear a diaper if you don't have to? All right, Steve is up. Hello, Steve.
Hello, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
I wanted to say what a great service Scott Sherman does on your station.
Thank you.
I called the city where I do business. Someone had dumped a truckload, I mean a big dump truck full of wood in the alley behind my business. Mm. The city had sent me a letter threatening me with fines unless I cleaned up the mess. They sent my landlord the same letter. I called them and said, I am not, according to Scott Sherman, the lawyer, I am not responsible for the criminal activities of other people. They said, what? I said, according to the lawyer I spoke to, I am not responsible for the criminal activities of other people.
Well, the next day,
they had a backhoe and a dump truck in the alley cleaning up the mess.
There you go.
Whoa.
There you go. And I get emails about all the time about how he's helped people get a quicker resolution to a problem.
I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate the service.
All right, he'll be on next hour. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right, one more. We don't have time. Shoot, we don't have time. We have to do traffic and then speak with John Londoff. Is that correct?
Yes.
Here's Dan, because I can't breathe.
All right, and Tim Weiland is still out for the rest of the week, and I believe we have Ed Smarin.
Yes, we do. We have a stall on 270 now, northbound after Olive on the right shoulder. That's a major slowdown right now. Also, roadwork still closing the right lane 44 eastbound after Elm. And we have slow traffic on 64 eastbound 170 to Laclede Station and 64 westbound from Kings Highway to McCausland. The traffic is brought to you by Mederma. Visibly reduce the appearance of your scars with Mederma, the number one doctor and pharmacist recommended scar care brand. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, a once daily use for scars old and new. From the KTRS Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Is John with us?
No, I'm working on it right now. Hang on.
Okay. You know, like one side is closed up, like I can't breathe on one side. Do you know that I have a friend, and you guys know this guy. He was born with one nostril completely sealed shut, and he didn't even know it until he was older, and he went to a doctor, and the doctor said, you know, you have no air coming in one side, and so they went in and opened it up, and he said, can you imagine that feeling?
Oh, I guess you wouldn't know if it was always closed up. You just would think, oh, this is how you breathe.
Yeah,
you
and they said they opened it up, and it was like, oh my goodness. Like that feeling of when you finally, it breaks open after you had a cold or something. He was born with, and I went to school with a kid who was born, his heart was on the other side of most people. Like ours is on the left, you put your right hand, his is on the other side.
Huh.
So he was allowed to say the pledge to the flag in school using the other hand. He had a doctor's notice.
Oh my goodness.
His name was Clarence. That's a true story. John Londoff is with us. Hello, John.
Oh, hi, Frank. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm doing great.
All right.
I always great when I get to talk to you. I mean, it's always great when I get to talk to you.
Nice of you to say.
That's the truth, Frank. It's from my heart.
Get your winter coat ready because, what is it, Saturday night it drops to like 18 or something?
Yeah.
You know, maybe, I don't know. I still think it's all the grocery stores, Schnucks, Deerberg, Shop and Save, they're all throwing it out so that people go. And why do people go shopping like it's Armageddon? Like they can never, ever go to the grocery store ever again.
I know. Like you don't have enough food for a day because that's about really all you're talking about.
It's all it is. You know, I mean, this time of year, if we get, the bad weather, it'll be gone, okay? Back in the 70s, before you know it. So, hey, right now, though, How about the state? It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like summer.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I wonder how most people go to the grocery store. The average person or family. Wait, you think, what's
Don't you do the grocery shopping,
no.
Frank?
No.
No?
No. I have a wife for that. But she doesn't
What about Dan?
You buy, you cook. So she doesn't cook. There's not much to buy. You just, you know, get some Coca-Cola and milk and stuff. But yeah, she does it. Because if I go, I come home with lots of fattening stuff. Like the M&Ms, and I buy that stuff. So I don't like that.
It's not really. It's not fat. It's just, it's good for you, really.
M&Ms.
Oh, I love the peanut M&Ms.
That's me.
Oh yeah.
That's it. If there was only one candy in the world, it could be peanut M&Ms.
Oh, mini Snickers. The little one bite Snickers.
One size.
Those are awesome.
All right, do the almond M&Ms. You can't find them everywhere, but if you find the almond, get those. Boy, they're great. The candy bar. I never got the success of this candy bar because I don't know who would like it, and I think it's the Three Musketeers, where it's nothing.
Mushy,
it's just
stuff inside.
Yeah, it's just dark chocolate with some light stuff inside. I don't get it. There we go.
Okay, well, let's talk about the stuff that we do like.
Okay.
Okay. Like the great deals, the Jenny Lawn Duff Chevrolet.
Now you're talking.
How about that? A pretty good segue there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are the great deals, and we continue to meet more of the great AM and the PM crowd, and we just we might as well just shut down all the other advertising we do and just advertise on the station.
Whoa.
Pretty strong.
Makes sense to
Pretty
me.
Strong stuff.
That
Pretty
makes sense
stuff,
to me,
Frank. I'm telling you what, you're the best.
Hey, did you ever do one of those things that years ago car dealers used to do, stuff like pile M&Ms in the trunk of a car and people guess how many M&Ms are in there?
I don't think so.
No?
Because you know, at Jenny Lawn Duff Chevrolet, we would eat them. They would never accumulate. We just keep a whole lot.
The number would keep changing.
How many are in the trunk of the car? Three.
What happened to the 10,000 M&Ms? Oh, I ate them. There's a TV commercial right now. I think it's a Planters peanuts commercial, and they get with the chipmunks or something, or the squirrels, and all of a sudden the guy goes, "Hey, hold on a second here, we're missing some peanut nuts here." And all of a sudden you see those squirrels with their jaws filled with nuts, and they're spitting out of their mouth. Pretty funny.
That sounds funny. Isn't it funny? Yeah. I guess you have to see it.
I guess you haven't seen that. You're too busy going to the grocery store.
Yeah. I've not seen that. But I don't like those chipmunks, Alvin and Simon and Theodore. I don't like those. No, I don't, because in the early days, like the 60s or whenever, they have never changed that ridiculous sped up. You can't understand a word. You can't understand them.
That's a pretty good job.
Thank you. You'd think as years go by, they would have developed some technology where they could still have a high voice, but you can understand them. But it's the same exact speech pattern as before. And when I was a kid, every kid had that record. Alvin,
yeah.
I want a there's a harmonica, Dan, right?
I don't know.
And then they'd yell, Alvin, that's all you understood. You couldn't understand anything else in the song. And they have movies about the chipmunk movies.
Yeah.
Good job, Dan.
Yeah,
I won't go see
him. Oh, I saw him.
I don't like things I can't understand.
You can understand the movies that came out in the past couple of years. You can understand what they say.
And subtitle movies. I won't.
So, Frank, you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
I do not, and I never have. I've never gone out anywhere.
You've never gone to a parade?
Never. No. Never gone to a bar. Uh-huh. Never gone to a party. Nothing. And why do we do that?
You live a very sheltered life.
No, I just live the life I like to live, going home. But why do we do that? Where's our German holiday? Yeah, they make a big deal out of
Strassenfest.
Hold it. Let's talk about the Macedonian
holiday. Where's the Macedonian? Where's the French day that everybody goes out and does? So where are those days? But, you know, why just Irish?
Well, let me tell you, because I married a beautiful Irish girl, and her family, the Keneally family, we used to. It was a national holiday. you know, and her father would paint shamrocks.
Oh, I get it. If you're Irish.
It was just, yeah.
But
yeah.
other people go out and drink, and they don't even have any idea why, what St. Patrick's Day is about. They don't care. If you're going to celebrate, you should at least know why there's a St. Patrick's Day.
Frank, and I still don't. People just go out to drink
Yes.
because they like to drink.
That's exactly what
they're the deal about the snakes and all that.
They say that's not true.
They say
running the snakes out of Ireland. That's not really true, somebody said. So I don't know what it is that we're celebrating.
Maybe they just like to drink.
Do I?
Yeah, do you know what it is we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
My beautiful wife. We're celebrating the beautiful Irish lass. That's what it is. Kidding me?
Irish lass.
Yeah, you like that?
No.
So, again.
And Lassie, the dog. Is that an Irish laddie and lassie? Is that Scotch?
How do we go from St. Patrick's Day to Lassie?
We're all over the place. We're all over the place. Is laddie and lassie? Is that Scottish and Irish, or just Irish, or both? He's a fine young laddie.
I don't know about that one. That's a tough. You think you got me there, Frank?
Laddie and lassie. Lassie.
You come up with some stuff that sometimes I just shake my head.
Man, I'm sorry. I was so mad because when I was a kid, I came up with a great idea for a TV series as a dog called Laddie, and then missed it by that much.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
And Lassie was actually a boy dog,
right?
I was a boy.
And you couldn't tell because a collie has a whole lot of hair down there.
Yeah.
So they couldn't see Lassie's wiener.
Yeah.
So they didn't know that Lassie was actually
a merkin.
A merkin.
He used a merkin.
A merkin. No, they did. No, they did.
Yeah.
You know, John, you know what a merkin is?
No, I don't.
It's fake pubic hair.
Please tell me.
It's a pubic toupee.
Pubic wig.
Yeah. It is.
Why would I want to know that?
Well, we didn't say that you wanted to know it. I just asked if you knew it.
Why would you bring it up? Why would you? Because Lassie wore one.
They put that on that dog so you could never see Lassie's male part.
I was talking about St. Patrick's Day. Talking about my beautiful Irish wife. And you drift off to this.
To merkin.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Merkin
really.
I'm covering lipstick.
See, that's not funny.
No.
Dan always does that. He always talks about when a male dog gets aroused, the lipstick comes out. And I think that's disgusting.
I do, too.
Edit it out.
Okay.
Edit it out. Gone. Why during my, the general nuptial late segment?
We don't know. There's no explanation.
Listen to him laughing in the background. Laughing like about a 6-year-old, 7-year-old.
He snorted.
All right. That laugh is contagious, though, Dan.
So if I said to you, what's the best deal of all the vehicles there, which one do you have the best deal?
No, Frank, don't limit us, please. All the deals at Jenny Von Up Chevrolet are the best in town. No one should beat our prices. No one will touch what we do for our customers after the sale. In the AM and the PM crowd, if you call, you email, you just stop in. First thing out of your mouth,
AM
and the PM. Okay, and I'm saying you'll see that sales representative, you'll see that manager. If I'm lucky enough to be right there, you'll see the biggest smile.
Yep,
because we know that they're just the greatest, and they don't mess around. They come in and they see what they like and they buy.
That's right,
because they know they're going to get a great deal. Because if not, then Frank, you'll get mad at me, and I don't want you to get mad at me, Frank. Okay, at all.
No, they're not. They're not there to waste your time. They're buyers.
They're the best.
They're the best.
But over 900 plus cars on the ground, new and used. So great deals. Don't worry about the weather. We're open until 6:30, 7. You tell us how late you want to keep us there, taking care of you, and we'll be there tonight. And then, of course, all weekend long. So give us a call. I just said all weekend long. All weekend long.
And we didn't say anything.
I didn't even notice.
We didn't correct you or anything. I noticed it.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't give you a chance. Hey, Frank, you don't miss a beat.
No.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Again, been here in beautiful Florissant since March of 1960. So this is a great month to come and get a great deal at Long Up Chevrolet.
All right. I anticipate a record-breaking weekend for you.
Thank you.
All right.
I agree.
All right, John.
Have a great rest of the show. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Have a great rest of the show. He's never said that before.
No.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is it implying like the so far it hasn't been any good, which it hasn't, but
no.
You don't have to tell us. We know that. That was John Londoff. You know where the dealership is. Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, North County. Now, before we break, I would like to tell you where I bank and where I do all my banking, and it's the truth, I do. It's First Community Credit Union. I have banked at places with the name bank in them before. And many of the services are very similar. Checking is checking, you know, savings is savings, debit card, credit card, blah, 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 blah. And they have all that. So here's the deal. Don't ever worry about, well, it's not, is it really a bank? It's called a credit union. Don't worry about that. Yes, you do all your banking. Everything you want from a bank, that's what they have. That's what they offer at First Community Credit Union. We, the members, tend to think everything there's just a little bit better. Rates are a little better. Service is a little better. And it must be, because there's got to be some reason, and maybe that's the reason, that this is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 43 locations. You know, I remember the day Glenn Barks called me, the president of First Community. He said, Frank, and I said, who's this? He said, Glenn Barks. I said, who are you? He said, I'm the president of First Community Credit Union. I said, never heard of it. Ooh. And he said, well, that's where you come in, and maybe you can help us. I said, how many locations do you have? He said, one. And he said, do you think you could take us to? He said, the number I have in mind is 43. Do you think you could take us there? I said, no, I don't think I can. I know we can.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, yeah. And look where we are. 43. Look, that's a true story.
Hmm.
That actually did happen. I wish I'd recorded it.
Yeah.
First Community Credit Union. The popcorn is consistently good. That's not why you're going to take your banking business from one place and move it over there. You're going to do it for the rates and the way you're treated and the competitive nature. Competitive rates, whether you're borrowing or whether you are, you know, saving money. First Community Credit Union. You'll see what we're talking about when you join us and become a member, and I hope you'll consider that. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get another check on traffic with Ed Smarin.
And we have stop-and-go traffic on 55 northbound 44 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also watch out for a stall on northbound 270 after Olive. This one's on the right shoulder. Elsewhere, we've got construction on 44 eastbound after Elm in the right lane, causing a little bit of a delay through there. Rest of the roads got some traffic building, but nothing too major yet. Traffic brought to you by Liberty Mutual. You have enough things to worry about. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you, Liberty Mutual Insurance. From the KTRS Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Show.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams.
The Big Sports Show.
For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Weekdays at 6:30 p.m. on KTRS.
Hey, Cardinal fans, single-game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now. Make sure you pick out your top games and be a part of the exciting action this year at Busch Stadium. Interleague play will feature the Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, Kansas City Royals, and the Tampa Bay Rays. The schedule features weekend series with the Reds, Cubs, Giants, Mets, and many more. Your favorite players are back. Adam Wainwright, Matt Carpenter, and newest addition, Dexter Fowler. Along with great promotional items like the championship rings, jerseys, and bobbleheads, we've added t-shirts, a Mike Shannon alarm clock, hats, and pullovers, just to name a few. So don't wait. Get the best seats for the best games and promotional dates right now. Single game tickets are on sale now. Cardinals.com/promotions.
These fans are getting some big league baseball tonight.
There's only one Cardinals baseball.
today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Ernie Patti Collision Center presents Oops to Peace Theater. I'm your host, Judith Dalrymple. This evening, we'll follow the life of a typical American family living the high life in St. Louis, while the family's teenage son backs the family sedan out of the garage.
Oops.
The lovable neighbor practices chip shots across the driveway.
Oops.
And the negligent nephew puts one over the fence.
Oops.
Meanwhile, the lady of the house goes to the store and the wind blows a shopping cart straight into her fender.
Oops.
Ernie Patti Collision may not be able to eliminate all the oops on the road of life. Instead, they'll make your vehicle look as good as new. Ernie Patti Collision Center is a direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, and your one-stop service for all major collision repairs, using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Go to ErniePattiCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online. Ernie Patti Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
U.S. wholesale inflation just recorded its largest monthly gain in more than 4 years. Are huge inflation rates coming soon? Find out on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon here on 550 KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you less manly than you'd like to be? If you're like me, you know what I'm talking about. Are you looking to help your lean muscle mass, boost energy, and improve passion? Well, I'm about to take a breakthrough man-boosting supplement called Test X180 Ignite right here, right now. Now hang on a sec.
Ah, now that's what I'm talking about. This wonder pill from Force Factor is flying off the shelves at GNC because it works. And right now you can get a complimentary bottle to see the results for yourself. Just text BACK to 369-369. This man-boosting formula helps you build lean muscle and burn fat in the gym. It also ignites sexual desire and improves performance. If your manhood is important to you, don't waste another second. Get your complimentary bottle of Test X180 Ignite right now. Text BACK to 369-369. That's B-A-C-K to 369-369.
Metro Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the Internet, and they offer a one-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. If you have problems with your roof, call a contractor who has been providing quality and award-winning craftsmanship for more than a century. Taylor Roofing. Taylor Roofing is not the best because they're the oldest. They're the oldest because they are the best. Founded in 1905, Taylor Roofing is one of the St. Louis Business Journal's top woman-owned companies, serving Missouri and Illinois. Call 618-233-2424 or visit them at taylorroof.com.
All right, apparently Dan has a Matheny story, but before we do that, I just sent Peon two photos. I don't have a lot of photos of myself. I have photos of my family, my grandson, my kids. But a year ago, Betty Hardin, Betty and Joe Hardin have been on, what do you think, 10, 12
trips? At least,
12,
yeah.
12 trips. So Betty snaps a picture of me on a tennis court in my stomach from
a
the side shot. Yeah.
You.
So I had my wife take one 2 days ago, because they wanted it at MD Health and Wellness. So I shot them to Peon. So watch for the Facebook page later, maybe this evening, and he's going to put them up. I want you to see the difference in my stomach, because almost all of the weight, the fat, was in my stomach. It looked like a pregnant woman. So it's pretty dramatic when you see this. And now here to tell some sort of Matheny story is Dan Strauss.
Oh, thank you so much,
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
My girlfriend, Sandy, has a son. His name's Ryan.
I've met her. I like her.
Yes. His water heater was going out, and he was talking about who to call. And I said, you know what? Matheny Heating and Cooling puts in water heaters as well.
And we rarely mention that.
I know. So he called Matheny, set up an appointment, 8 o'clock this morning. Jared and Mike came over, and it was flawless. They said it was just a great job. And then there are new, I mean, when you put in a water heater, you have to get permits. You have to do all
what?
This other stuff.
Are
oh,
you
yeah.
serious?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's just so ridiculous. But so they take care of the permits. They take care of other new regulations that the county calls for and everything. So Matheny takes care of everything. So
you know what? That is actually very ridiculous, because you get a permit. That's no guarantee that somebody's going to put it in right. Just because
no.
you get a permit.
Oh, I know.
It's just money grab.
But Jared and Mike came over at 8 this morning, and they were right on time. Got the old one out, put the new one in, and they have very hot water right
now.
There
you go. And one of these days, I may have to call Matheny. I have a hot water heater in my house that is 33 years old.
Yeah.
33 years. There's one thing you get your money's worth out of.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
do need a new one, you heard it. Take it from Dan Strauss.
That's right.
They also, and of course, you know, they work on heating and cooling systems. Any make, any model, any type, any size. You just need to be in St. Louis or St. Charles County. One or the other. Matheny, heatingandcooling.com. Scott Sherman is coming in. 4 o'clock, Big 550, KTV.